Today I'm joined by Althea Hansen from Althea's Almost Famous, which is a black-owned women catering business. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So this feature is called Minding Your Black-Owned Business, and we do it every week here on the Morgan News Hour. And I just wanted to catch up to you. I saw you were featured as part of an M&T Bank feature. But before we get to there, tell me about your business.
So I started Authentic Jamaican Cuisine in 2016. That was the name of my company before I hooked up with this great branding company in Pennsylvania, and mm-hmm. they renamed my business to Althea's Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm.
Althea's Almost Famous started by me just wanting to give back, you know, something that my grandmother has always taught me. I mean, growing up in a small community in Jamaica, we always had to help each other out, and she was like the matriarch of the community, always helping, always cooking, helping people giving birth and health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I've grown up with her since I was two, so it was just natural for me to always want to, you know, give back or figure out how I can help the community or help anyone that's in need.
So how did you come up with the name Althea's Almost Famous? You worked with a branding company, but it's a very interesting name.
So I worked in real estate for 15 years, mm-hmm. in commercial real estate. I was put into a fast track program at my company, and I ended up going to King of Prussia once a month for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I created the sauce because I wanted to make money to adopt my goddaughter, Sharika, mm-hmm. that lives in Jamaica. And they just kept asking me, like, why are you at this class? You're going to be famous from the sauce. And that was the information that everyone relayed to the branding company, and
right.
they came up with Althea's Almost Famous.
Right. Because naming your company, I had a small business in a media company, and my wife also owned a shoe store at the time. And her shoe store, we had worked days on it, and we came up with Heels and Hobos because she sold shoes and handbags. And so the name is always important when you're looking to start a business. So I interrupted you. Can you finish telling me about your business and what you do?
So we started out as a catering company. Mm-hmm. We've launched a little bit more now. We created the jerk sauce, Althea's Almost Famous jerk sauce, that we have in a few grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
We have an organic juice line that a lot of people are flocking to because of the health benefits. And most people don't know, like 4 years ago, I lost almost 100 pounds.
Mm. Oh,
mm-hmm. from just juicing and using a lot of sea moss in my juices and just using natural ingredients, no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a way for me to, you know, lose weight. And now it's just blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
I quit my real estate job about 5 months ago, got a loan through M&T. They have been working really well with me. They work so well with so many small businesses, especially in the Columbia area. And I launched my food truck in April, and we've been just going all over everywhere. It's just been an amazing couple months.
Mm-hmm. And so working with M&T, this is what we're trying to get across to people. You had to put a business plan together and everything and pitch them. How was the process?
Grueling, mm-hmm. not for M&T, but for me creating the business plan. Because,
no, I agree. I get it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've never done something like that. I mean, I work on budgets, create our budget mm-hmm. for the year, so it was... That part of me having that background is very helpful because it helps me manage my money and helps me kind of, you know, run my numbers down. I did work with someone at Morgan Stanley, a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
That we created. Took us about a couple months to create the business plan. What mm-hmm. did we want to, you know, start out with first? What was our best seller? How do we want to work it?
Mm-hmm.
After I got that down, working with Rosa and working with Shannon and M&T was pretty much a piece of cake. Submitted all the paperwork to
right.
them. You know, they would come back, oh, we need to get this. And, you know, I would send it to them. And in no time, my loan was ready. It was really an amazing quick process. And not only did they just give me a loan and was like, okay, here's your money. I mean, I literally called them all the time to just talk about, you know, my business, what trends do they see, you know, like, oh, I want to pay off my loan sooner. How do I go about doing that? What do I need to do? How much extra do I need to pay? And, you know, I have Rose's cell phone number. I text her like all the time, like, you know.
Yeah.
So they
get to know your banker really well.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And she comes out to my events and, you know, so it's not that she's just a banker. She's really invested personally to make sure that you succeed.
Right. So tell me about your grandmother. And how did she inspire you?
So, as I mentioned, you know, we grew up in a small community in Jamaica, in St. Elizabeth. She's just always been a giver. She's always told me, just give back and I'll come back to you tenfold. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what that meant, that like 10 and 12, you know, but the older I get and the more that I give and the more that I give back, and, it, you know, I notice that it's coming back to me now, not just financially all the time, but, you know, people are always looking out for me. People are always emailing me, hey, there's an event. I think you should do this. You know, there's this going on. You should. So it's not just coming back to me financially, but it's just coming back to me from people just coming out, supporting our business, giving us ideas. You know, whatever events is going on, people are reaching out to us, hey, you should talk to this person. And everybody has just been so supportive. So how could I stop now? You know, now I try to give back. We were just in Baltimore at the Ruth Wall Foundation and gave, like, food out free to everybody. So we try to pick a nonprofit organization at least every once a month to give back to. This Saturday we're going to be at the Third Downtown Columbia, and that's also a nonprofit business that benefits women of color and women small businesses. So, you know, I just keep giving back.
No, that's great. That's a great thing to do. So I had a question. So when people say taste of Jamaica, what does that mean to you?
So it just means authentic Jamaican food. We cook everything every day, so nothing's frozen, nothing's put in the fridge. We take the time to use all Jamaican spices. My husband and I go to Jamaica several times a year just to make sure we have the ingredients that we need. Our sea moss comes directly from Jamaica. So it's just trying to... You know, a lot of people have been to Jamaica, but there's still a lot of people that haven't gone to Jamaica, but they hear stories from other people that have visited, and they talk about the jerk chicken or the time that they had. And we just try to bring that experience, you know, to our trailer. We, you know, converse with people when they come. We talk about Jamaica, people that have been there. We talk about their experience, people that haven't been, encourage them to go, you know, and... What better way to encourage people to visit Jamaica than to give them some good Jamaican food? Who doesn't love to eat?
Right. So briefly tell me about the program that you're in that they're spotlighting, M&T Bank's Virtual Spotlight Shop. Can you tell me a little about that?
So they reached out to me, and I think it's just mainly because I have been very involved with them, and they have seen how much my business has grown. And trust me, they know how hard I work. So because I'm one of the small businesses in Columbia and work so closely with the Columbia branch, they voted, and my company was one that was showcased in the Columbia area. There's plenty of other companies that were also showcased.
I think they're one of...
In different areas.
Yep, you're one of 70. Yeah.
So
how can people contact you?
They can definitely reach out to me by calling 443-802-7437. They can also send me an email at alfie@ilovethisjerk.com. They can visit my website, alfiaskitchen.com or ilovethisjerk.com. They can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever.
Well, that's great. It was nice meeting you and talking to you. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just thank you guys for having me on. Thank you to M&T for supporting me. Thank you to everyone, especially everybody in Columbia area, for supporting my little dream.
Great. So this is Althea Hansen from Althea's Almost Famous. Thank you for joining us on the Morgan News Hour.
Thank you, Randy. Have a good day.